And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by United American Bank, your friendly community bank. United American Bank, offering simply better banking in Half Moon Bay, San Mateo, and Redwood City. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Each week, we feature interesting stories of people and events. This week, KHMB radio correspondent Jim Hawley finds his story at the piano keyboard.
Coastsiders, we have some very talented people living on the coastside. Some are local talents, some have an international reach. My guest today is someone you might remember as the artist musician who plays pianos up and down the coastside for several days that were available 24 hours a day for anyone to play. And his concerts drew hundreds of people, as well as national TV coverage to Half Moon Bay. I'd like to know what's been going on with him. Mauro Fortissimo, welcome to Coastside Radio.
Thank you.
Mauro, how long has it been since those lovely Coastside concerts?
Well, that was in February 2013. It's been a couple of years now.
Couple years.
Yeah,
okay.
Two long years.
Now, something's got to have come out of that. What's been going on with you as a result of all that?
Well, you know, these past two years, a lot had happened. The following year, after we did the event in February, we decided to do it a bit larger. So we stole 12 pianos on the San Mateo coast from Pacifica to Santa Cruz. When I was doing that, actually, there was a documentary which might come up at the end of the year, got filmed as we were playing pianos on the coast.
Now, when you say documentary, you're talking about a film of your
It's
activity.
A film, yeah, yes. Yeah, it's a feature film by Dean Mermel, a dear friend of mine, which actually is my co-partner now. We're doing this Sunset Piano together now. It's on Dean Mermel from Story Farm TV is my partner in this event now. So the film might be done at the end of the year, hopefully. It's a lot of editing to do and so forth.
You did hear you went up and down the total coast, down to Santa Cruz. What else did you do?
Well, what happened then is somebody came from San Francisco, from a city hall there, from the Office of Economic Development. Ellen Parker was her name, and she invited us to do the same event in the city, downtown. So they gave us a grant, and the whole of last year, we spent actually mostly working in the Tenderloin area, a really challenging neighborhood, the mid-market. I have a grant to do 25 shows, and this year they roll it over. I'm doing it again, Market Street between 10th and 5th Street, right there, mostly in the UN Plaza is my main, is my home base. So we've been doing that, and we got also invited to do the same event at the Botanical Gardens. So this summer, which is coming up in July 9th to the 20th, we're going to have 12 pianos for 12 days in the Botanical Gardens in the Golden Gate Park. And everybody's invited to come and play. They'll be there from 7 in the morning to 6 in the evening. We do have a large, about 50 musicians that are hired by us. We're going to put out shows. But most of the times the piano will be there for anybody to play. So that's been going on besides between that and the film, which every time we do a show, we actually film, and there's always a clip here and there. Then I got invited to go to China. And a while back, somebody, a dear friend of mine asked me, actually he mentioned that I had to think big with this piano idea. And so I came up with the idea to put pianos on the Great Wall of China. So, and I was lucky enough to have a dear friends of mine, this couple, Linda Miller and Philip Chapnick, that moved to Beijing about 6 years ago. And they invited me to go over there and check, you know, the possibility. And it was great. I just came back a couple of weeks ago. I had a great 2 weeks in Beijing. I did a show. I took a piano part and played there for a good crowd. Radio Beijing came and did a short interview. Unfortunately, in China, I couldn't call my instrument, which I call here piano liberado, as in liberated. It's a piano that I remove the keyboard and the mechanism, and I play directly on the strings. I was advised there to call it a plucked string piano.
Plucked
string piano.
Now,
yes,
by the way, you mentioned the Great Wall of China. Did you actually have a piano?
I did not have a piano there. I did walk about 10 miles of the wall, and I went to a couple of scouting locations. I did a show in a small amphitheater. You know, China has a lot of bureaucracy to go through. I did have a letter from the mayor of San Francisco, Mayor Lee, back in my project, and I met people there, and we're still working on it, but it's just a lengthy process.
You were there at Tiananmen Square?
I was at Tiananmen Square.
With a piano?
No, I was not with a piano. Tiananmen Square is very, very hard to get into these days. You have to go to almost like when you go board a plane.
Yes.
You go to security. It's really, really complicated. No, I did it somewhere else. No, that'd be kind of almost impossible to do something like that in Tiananmen Square.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of reception did you get from the crowd?
You know, the Chinese people are really actually very, very friendly, and it's an old culture, just like Indian culture, and they're very sophisticated with sounds. I went to see some Chinese opera, and they use these string instruments in which they have, you know, quarter tones and microtonalities, which I'm also able to accomplish with this, the inside of a piano. So the reception, music-wise or sound-wise, was really, really, people really enjoy the way I play the instrument. So I got a very positive feedback, and I'll be coming back hopefully in November.
Back to China in November.
Yeah, yeah.
So were you able to put pianos outside for 24 hours?
I did a show. I got a piano somewhere in an old warehouse, and they took it apart from me because they have any tools. They delivered it to this amphitheater. I play. They also came the next day to take it away. Yes, in China, you know, it's a lot of permitting, and like you cannot do things like I done here on the coast, which I went and did it. Down there, it'd be a bit more complicated than you. But I'm working to get, you know, all the required permits and do it legit. Like I'm doing now in San Francisco, and after my original event, I'm totally insured now. We have my dear friend Dean Marmel, which is the project director, artistic director. I work with all the permits, with police, escort when I play downtown.
Oh, in San Francisco.
In San Francisco.
Fantastic. Yeah. Now, how were you regarded in China? Did you have people following you all the time, trying to figure out who you were?
No. You know, in China, like I spent 2 weeks, and I think I saw one police car only. There's just very, very little presence on the street. However, what I did notice is surveillance cameras everywhere. So I guess if I set a piano on fire, they will come right away.
Would have been a problem.
Okay, yes,
very good.
Yes,
now, what are you going to do in November that's going to be different from what you've been
doing? Ideally in November, there's a gallery that I'm sending a proposal, and hopefully they will go for it. There's a great area in Beijing called Chichoban, 987. It's just like, about 5 miles downtown. It's a huge area in which there used to be a factory, and they converted into artist studios and loft and galleries and museums. I met somebody from a gallery. They will sponsor me to do a show there, and from there take it out. So we'll see. We're working on that.
Now, we've talked a bit about your art as it relates to music. You're also a painter, and you've done some other things as well.
Yeah, I write a lot of notations, a lot of notes. I write music, but really large scale, and they fly all over the paper. And I play the pieces that I compose, but they're a visual kind of orientation more than just really note by note. I'm having a show this Saturday, actually the 27th, Adenso, here at 131 Kelly Avenue, in which I'm going to read some poems that I wrote in China. A friend of mine from Beijing is also be reading poetry. Chun Su is her name. And a couple of friends of mine are going to be playing music. Esther's going to play some classical piano. I'm going to play the piano liberated. We're also going to show 10 minutes of this film that we're working on. It's a little trailer. It's a free event. It's an art opening. I ask people to bring their favorite refreshment if they want to come and join us. It's at 7 p.m. this Saturday.
7 p.m. and it's on
Saturday
the 27th.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. At Enso, which is at the end of Kelly.
131
right
Kelly
by the beach.
Yeah.
All right.
You can find much more information about all these events and what I'm doing with pianos up and down. You know, we're doing actually at the Santa Clara County Parks in a couple of months. If you go to the site www.sunsetpiano.com, you'll find the schedule of events that are happening throughout the year. Like I say, I work with the Office of Economic Development in San Francisco. They gave me a couple of grants. And I also work under the umbrella of BRAF, Black Rock Art Foundation, the Burning Man people. They gave us a couple of good grants too. So they're our funders.
What's next for after your this coming show on the 27th? What's next for Here in Half Moon Bay? Any pianos coming?
You know, I have a piano by the yoga studio, which is right across from where I did the original piano, and I take it out often. I just kind of don't tell anybody. I take it out, I play, and then I bring it back. Unfortunately, I never had anybody approach me to do anything here in town. And, you know, I mean, I did an event free, but it requires money to be moving the pianos up and down, so nobody basically reached out to me to invite
me. Nobody
to
from the city is
no, not
nobody from the county?
Well, from the county, from Santa Clara County or San Francisco County, but in San Mateo, other than making it into the Yellow Pages a year ago. Yeah, it's kind of strange, but, you know, it's what it is. I do take the piano out often because now I have it in a big platform with wheels. I take it out and I take it back, so technically I don't break any laws. It's like playing the violin. I go
you take
play.
It out to the beach? Play it?
Yeah, right there on the bluff, and I bring it back. Yeah.
Okay, very good. So if people want to know more, how can they find out more about you and more about what you're
yeah,
doing?
Yeah, again, you know, the ideal thing is just go to the website. There's also our presence in Facebook and Twitter. It's all over the map. Check the Botanical Gardens. You know, they're celebrating 75 years, and we are the main event for the celebrations this year in the Golden Gate Park. So you could go to their website, but ours is sunsetpiano.com.
Sunsetpiano.com.
Yes, sir.
It's been a pleasure having you today, and thank you very much for coming in to see us.
Thank you, Jim. Hope you'll see you on Saturday.
So Coastsiders, you just heard from a very talented Coastsider. He found his own way to express his art. Maybe you'll do the same. This is Jim Holly, Coastside Radio. Thank you for listening.
Our thanks to Jim Holly for our feature story of the week.